Okay. So let's take a look over here in Hilchos Bias HaMikdash, Perek Tes Halacha Zayin. So we're doing the Reb Chaim over here on Hadlakas HaNeros. All right.
You want to turn around or go straight to Reb Chaim?
Okay. Yeah, the Reb Chaim, the Rambam is based on the sugi in Yuma, Chof Dalet, that the Gemara says, Hadlaka is not a Navoda. That's the Gemara. Okay. So, let's say, go ahead. You want to read the Rambam? Okay, so the Rambam says, V'chein. So what's the V'chein? What was the last halacha?
Shchitas Kedashim.
Right. So Shchitas... So you have three kinds of... You have three categories, right? In terms of the Isser Zor. You have... Chiyav Misa for an Avoda Shlema. Right? An Avoda Tama. That means an Avoda that has no... nothing after it. So that would be like... Zrika. Right? Zrika's a Dam. So that's the final Kiyam of the Dam. Nothing is done with the Dam after the Zrika. Or Kaktara. Right, Nisa Chamayim. So those are the things. That's an avoda that's complete. There's nothing. It's not a hechsher for another avoda. That's the full kiyum of the kudshim is realized in that ma'isa avoda. That's a ma'isa that the zor will be chayav misa for. Okay, but if he does an avoda that's not complete, correct?
Yeah.
Then there's an Isser. So what would be an Avodah like that?
According to the Rambam, Hameitiv is Haneros.
Hatavas Haneros, okay. Hatavas Haneros. What else? What else? bringing the Avarim up the Kevesh, yeah. Right? Walking up the Avarim to the top of the Mizbeach. That's a... or Kabbalah Saddam, right? Right. That would be an Isser... for the Tzar, but he wouldn't be Chayav Misa. But what effect would it have?
He's Lokin.
Huh? He's Lokin. He's Lokin and Pasul. It would Pasul that Avodah. Correct?
Yeah.
And then there's a third category that is completely Mutter Bazaar. It's not an Avodah at all, basically. Right? And that is, for instance, Shechita. Because it says, V'hikriv b'nei Aaron, es Adam. So may, from Kabbalah ve'elech, is Avoda. But the Shechita's Kachim is not an Avoda at all. Shechita's Kachim is not an Avoda at all. So if a Zohar was not Tamei, and he could come into the Azara, he could do the Shechita's Kachim. Be no problem. Yeah. It would be no problem. So what would you say, just armchair svar here, of the Chi of Misa versus the Isser? Chi of Misa versus the Isser. What's the difference for when you chayev? Why you chayev Misa in certain cases, and in other cases it's just an Isser? What's the element that creates the...
You're defining the Avodah by...
Well, it's interesting, because no matter what he does, it's going to be possible, right? No matter what he does, it's going to be possible. So it'll be trying to, you're going to have to say. I mean, trying to create the Avodah through the Zohar. So in other words, the guys here are saying like this, that the last step is what... defines the entire avoda that leads up to it. It's the culmination. So the only time there's a chi of misa is in the misa that is kolel the entire process. So it includes it's the culmination of the whole thing. That's like the Gemara says that whoever does the end of a mitzvah gets the credit for it. Right? Where did they learn that from? It says the Bnei Yisrael brought the Atzmos Yosef out of Mitzrayim. So he says, no, really, Moshe brought them out of Mitzrayim. They just brought it into Eretz Yisrael. But no, whoever finishes the job gets the credit for the whole thing.
Where is that?
Right. Or you say like this. No, it's just it's not so much that it's going to qualify the entire thing before it, but it's a ma'isa v'shleimusa. It's a ma'isa that's showing. It's a complete act. Only be chayev if you did a complete act. The chayev misa is on a certain is on a ma'isa v'shleimusa. Ma'isa v'shleimusa means it doesn't have any. It's not shy or anything in it. The guy does, if he does one step that requires something afterwards, so in his ma'isa, it's chaser. His ma'isa itself lacks in a ma'isa avoda because it's not a complete act. There's something that is, it's not so much that we care about reflecting back on the prior, but it's a sheer in the nature of his ma'isa. Okay, either way, but and probably other ways. But that's the din. If it's a maiso, it's the avoda tama is chayav miso. Otherwise, it's an iser, and a non avoda is mutter. Now, let's take the case of the atavas aneros. So, what you're saying? You're saying atavas aneros is an avoda. What is the process of atavas aneros?
You clean it out first.
Right, you clean out the wick and the shemen from the prior hadlaka, right? And you replace the you put in new oil and a new psilos.
New light.
Isn't that decent?
Or, well, that deshon is taking out the first you do deshon, and then hatava.
Can you light it again for them?
Do you light it?
Well,
the hatava, you don't necessarily have to light it, because it says if it's already lit, right, you just have to be misaking.
It seems like hatava is just the lighting.
No, hatava is definitely not just the lighting.
There's dishon and hatava, that culminates to be one mitzvah.
What's that?
Dishon and hatava is one mitzvah.
Right. Dishun and Hatava is one mitzvah. So you come to the Neros. Look, what's the job? The job is you come to the Neros in the morning,
yeah.
Come to the menorah in the morning, you sweep away the ashes, yeah. Take away the ashes, you check the psila, the wick and the shemen, and if the shemen needs to, the shemen is going to have to be need to be replaced. That doesn't happen too often, right? So the shemen, you're definitely going to have to refill. You might have to change the wick. And that's Hatava. Hatava is basically getting the Nair ready for the next Hadlaka. Right? That's the Hatava. The Hatava Sederos is the Avoda of preparing the Nair, meaning the lamp. Right? The Nair means the lamp of the oil and the wick. The menorah has seven lamps, and you have to be made of the Nairos. The Nair refers to the lamp. Right, the Nair isn't the fire. We think of candles when we say the word Nair, but that's not really what the word Nair is. The Nair is the whole lamp. Right, so you mate of the Nair. How you mate of the Nair? You make sure that the oil and the wick in the Nair is good. So you have to fix the psila, replace the shemen, clean it out, whatever it takes. That's all the hatava. Right?
So
that's an avoda. That has to be done by the kohen.
So the
Dishon is part of the Hatava, or it's prior to the Hatava. What does he say?
Dishon Honova Hatavas Haneros Baboker Vibena Harbayim Mitzvah Sase.
What are you reading?
Meister Kavanos? I mean, to me, it's Dishon because you have to take those ashes and put them in the pile of ashes.
Yeah.
Right. So that's a din of Dishon. Okay, so you mean if a czar would do... it's an avoda, though. Mustava is still an avoda.
Did I mean that Dishon would be...
I mean, it's not Chiyav Musa, but right.
Yeah. But when the...
So anyway, so the Hatava is preparing the menorah for the next Zman.
And is lighting part of the Hatava process or no?
And That is definitely an avoda, and that's pasul bazar. But the hadlaka, the Rambam says, is kshera bazar. So mustavra means it's not an avoda. Mm-hmm. Right? Now, there are definitely some strange problems in Hilchos Tamidim Musafim, where the Rambam seems to say contradictory things. Right? For instance, in the Koseres and Tamidim Musafim, what is the mitzvah? No. Lahadlik, lahadlik neiros b'chol. That's the mitzvah. And yet in the Tamidim Musafim itself, he says the mitzvah is hatava. Right? And then just to make things, just to make sure things are totally confused, he says, v'hadlaka, he says, hatavasan, he, zu yadlakasan? Hadlakasan, zu, hadlakasan eros, zu tahatavasan. But it's not. What does that mean?
And then what he also that says that disha and the hatava
is the mitzvah.
Is the mitzvah, yeah.
Right. So, it's a big confusion. I mean, it's a big confusion. Chaim's not gonna, doesn't take that up until the end. Right now, he's just starting off with this halacha. But it definitely is, lurking in the background some major problems. But he's just starting out with this halacha here. We have to admit, there has to be that the hadlaka is not an avoda. Whatever all those Rambams mean, I don't know. But it's very clear that there's hatava as an avoda and hadlaka is not an avoda. What does he mean, hadlaka is hatava? We don't know. But You can't deny the fact that the Gemara says hadlaka is mutar bizar and is not navoda, and hatava is navoda. Okay, so let's just start with that. That's solid. That we know for sure. Okay, so therefore the Rambam says a bizarre sounding halacha. He says, what's the problem with a czar coming and doing and setting up and lighting the menorah in the morning? The problem is the hatava. Right, he can't do hatavas and eros, and he can't go into the heichal, right, where the menorah is. So, if a kohen would do the hatavas and eros and take the menorah outside of the heichal, then a zor is allowed to lechatchila light the neros of the menorah, and the kohen will put the menorah back in its place. Mutter.
Also, it's kosher, no?
He says, "V'chein hadlokas aneros k'shera bizarim." Right, just like he said by Shchita, no? K'shera bizarim. Where? What? It's always kosher, meaning it's not posel. It's not posel.
It has to be outside.
Nope. It's always not posel.
Bizarre can't come inside.
All right, he'll be over in Israel.
That's what these
are. Or maybe he'll have a very long stick. A long stick.
The old stick.
With the butane lighter at the end. Or just a flamethrower. No, that wouldn't be right. But, yeah. So he says it's kosher. It's kosher bizarre. So the only problem is hatava. So let the Kohen do hatava. Bring it outside, and the Zohar can light it. So the Ravid says, Hiflig kishama mutter lezar. The Rambam went a little bit overboard. He exaggerated when he said, it's mutter. He should have just said, it's kosher. Not mutter. Okay. So it's a little nitpicky on this one, right?
Yeah, okay. He was nitpicky on everything.
So what is the hasaga? That's what we want to know. So what is the hasaga of the Ravid? What exactly is the Ravid's critique of exaggeration? What kind of a critique is that? So he says nira the ratzalama dinehi dad loka lava vodihi velo mifsal bazar. It's true. It's not navoda. So there's no psul by azar. Avo mikomakom mitzvasa b'koin. But how can you deny that there's a mitzvah for the kohen to do it? How can you deny that lechatchila a kohen should do the hadlakas aneros? It says b'halosecho as aneros. That's a mitzvah of the Kohanim. B'halosecho as aneros. So, how could the Rambam say it's completely mutter for a zar to light the menorah? What about the mitzvah, the chatchila of the kohen? The alkein asur lezor lahadlik the chatchila. It must be asur lechatchila. Virak the kevan yalkorcha asur lezor lahadlik chatchila. It must be virak the kevan the psula dezor leisa gaba. Al kain ein la ein had leak ein im had leak on kasheros b'diavad. So that's the hasag of the writer. He says he's going overboard. He's going overboard on this one, Rambam. It's one thing to say it's kosher bizarre. Meaning to say b'diavad there's no psul because it's an avoda and only an avoda is possible. Only an avoda that's done by the zohar is possible. But to say that there's no mitzvah l'chatchila for the kohen to do the avodas ha-menorah? To do the hadlokas ha-menorah? What about the havtocha that to Aaron? Don't worry. V'alosuchos ha-neros. You're going to be the... don't worry about Hanukkah. Don't worry about Hanukkah. You got the neros.
Well, it means to light the...
No. It means
bring
to...
Bring
yeah. Like, right.
It means lighting.
It seems so. It's a funny word. V'ha'alosecho es haneros. Yeah. Okay. So what's his answer? V'ashir yira lomer v'zeh. Dibe'emes gama rambam svir le'kein. There's no real machlokas. The Rambam definitely agrees with the basic critique of the Ravid. That what? That there definitely is a mitzvah l'chatchila for the Kohanim to light the neros. D'yisod hach mitzvah de'adlokas neros he dafka b'kohen l'chatchila. There's no way the Rambam disagrees with that. That l'chatchila there's a mitzvah for the Kohen to light. Alright, sounds like he's headed to a dead end. Alright. Ochain kol zehu b'madlik b'fnim. That's only when the menorah is inside. Then there's a mitzvah l'chatchila for the kohen. Ma she'enekein b'hotzian l'chutz. But if the menorah is outside, there's no mitzvah l'chatchila for the kohen. Okay, so why isn't there a mitzvah l'chatchila to have the menorah inside so the kohen lights it? But anyway, there's no mitzvah l'chatchila for the kohen to light it when the menorah is outside. Just when the menorah is inside. Now, first of all, what kind of a logical distinction is that? I mean, memanashach, is lighting it outside count as being madlik the menorah or not being madlik the menorah? If it counts as being madlik the menorah, it should be kohen. If it doesn't count, it shouldn't be good at all. I mean, how do you have it both ways? It's going to count, but not be a mitzvah l'chatchila that the kohen should have done. It is adlaka, but there's no din. The kohen has to do adlaka, that's the mitzvah l'chatchila. When it's outside, it must still be adlaka. But there's no mitzvah l'chatchila for some reason. There's only a mitzvah l'chatchila on the adlaka inside. Why? De'etzem maiso adlaka b'shaita lohavi od Maisa ha-mitzvah klal. The mitzvah sa dafka behechel. Yes, what does that mean? Alright, I'll tell you that if you tell me what etzem maisa ha-dlaka b'shaita lo-havi is. So what does it mean? The etzem maisa ha-dlaka b'shaita. He keeps repeating that phrase, right? The etzem maiso hadlaka b'shaita. Why does he say b'shaita all the time? The essence of the action of lighting in its time is no longer a maiso mitzvah at all. When the menorah finds itself outside its place. Why? Because the mitzvah is only in the heichal. The kevan derak achakach kishehi omedes deluka veheichal b'makomo oz hu davi kiyum mitzvah savedine. So when I light it outside, right? There's no mitzvah. There's no maisa mitzvah there at all, right? There's no maisa mitzvah there at all. Why? Because the mitzvah is only in the heichal, and it's only when I put it in its place in the heichal, then I have a kiyum of its mitzvah and its law. Al kein memela de lo shayach mitzvas kehuna ha'omor behadloka rak kishe madlika b'mekoma. So therefore, memela turns out it's not shayach to a mitzvah of kohen that's mentioned by hadloka, unless it's in its place. Oval kishe otzian lechutz v'hidlikan bozeh v'hidlikan. But if you take it out and light it there, bazez sover leila rambam dimutter gam lazar mahadlika nechatchila, then it would be completely mutter. Why? Because it's not any longer included in hadlokas hamenorah at all. So he's saying a very strange idea. He's saying, when is it that there's a mitzvah lechatchila for the kohen to light the menorah? When the lighting of the menorah is a mitzvah. And the lighting of the menorah is a mitzvah only when the menorah is inside the heichal.
Then how's it kosher when he lit it?
So then how is it kosher when he lit it outside?
It's just nothing.
Right.
No, but it seems like there is no... Meaning the hadlaka aspect of the mitzvah is kind of like an accidental factor of the menorah.
So can you also hadlaka?
Hadlaka is not an essential part of the mitzvah. It seems like it's being lit in the mikdash is the essential part.
Well, let's see. Now he steps in with a logical move over here. He says, "Omnam kain." Let's not forget where we are here. Okay. Nim hayu adin dezaris psula badlakas aneros. Oz lo have a mechalkin and klal. Bein hidlikan bifnim, hidlikan bechutz. What is that point? That's essential. You don't.
There would be no difference inside that.
Right. In other words, he's trying to explain why is it that if you're going to tell me that hadlaka b'chutz is not a mitzvah, so then why is it dependent on the fact that hadlaka is not is kosher bazaar? In other words, he wants to like it. He's trying to explain like this. The Rambam is differentiating between the mitzvah b'kohen and mutter b'zar. And he's saying, when it's inside the heichal, it's a mitzvah b'kohen. When it's outside, it's mutter b'zar. Why is it mutter b'zar? Because there's no quote-unquote mitzvah hadlaka at that point. So then, even if it was pasul b'zar on the inside, maybe it should be kosher on the outside. Because maybe it's only pasul when he does the quote-unquote mitzvah hadlaka. Why can't I apply the same logic? Let's say the hadlaka was pasul bazar bifnim. So why can't I say, just like mitzvah is only when it's bimakomo, so too psul is only when it's bimakomo. Why can't I say, like I'm saying now, that when I take it out of its makom, there's no longer a mitzvah hadlaka? So therefore, there's neither a mitzvah of the Kohen nor a psul of the Zohar.
Isn't that what we said? Isn't that what we've been saying?
No, but the problem is, the only reason this is good is because it's kosher bizar bifnim. Since it's kosher bizar bifnim, therefore it could be mutter l'chatchila b'chutz. But if it was pasul lezor b'fnim, it wouldn't be kasher b'chutz at all. Why not? So he says, because im hayo hadin dezaras psula b'adlakas aneros, oz lo havi mechalkinan klal bein hidlikan b'fnim l'hidlikan b'chutz. Why? U'mishum de'achakach kishehi b'fnim choser b'hechshera din maisa kuhuna ha'omor ba. Okay, that's the key. It says, let's say the halacha was that hadlaka was pasul bazar. So essentially, what would that mean? Let's say the halacha was that hadlaka bifnim was pasul bazar. So halachically, categorically, in our halachos that we've been discussing, so what would that render the hadlaka, basically?
When? Bifnim or bechutz? Which halacha?
Bifnim. No. What would it mean about an avoda? It would mean it would be an avoda. Right? It would mean it would be an avoda. What does it mean it would be an avoda? It would mean it's an essential maisa in the kashrus of the menorah, in the kashrus of the cheftza of the ner dolok. It would mean to say a ner dolok is only that which results from the avodas kohen. So if there was a psul bifnim, then it would be impossible for a tzar to do it b'chutz. Because if there was a psul bifnim, it would mean to say that the etzem of the etzem of the hadlaka itself is necessary to produce the kosher menorah. Without the maisa kohen, it's not avodas menorah. So it would mean to say that the kohen is required as a positive element in the hechsher of the whole din of hadlaka. That's why it would be pasul bazar bifnim, because it would be an avoda. So it wouldn't help you to take it out and have the zar do it, because you would still be lacking the positive quality that you need to make the ner dolok a kosher ner dolok, right?
And because it's an avoda,
exactly.
He's the machshir of a kohen.
Exactly. Otherwise, it doesn't count. Okay, but then when you bring it in, it still doesn't have the hechsher of avodas kohen. It's lacking an essential component.
Why are you saying that avoda is necessary for?
Because that's what avoda means. That's what it means to say it's an avoda. That's what it means to say it's an avoda. I mean, that's sort of our premise over here.
It can't just be independently an avoda. The light itself isn't avoda when it's inside, but it's outside, loses its status.
But now it's back inside.
Okay, right, but in other words,
he's saying that the psul of an avoda, he's saying the reason why an avoda is possible when a zar does it is not like a kanas. It's because it's lacking what it needs. That's the nature of the psul of avoda. The nature of a psul of avoda bizarre is because it's only kosher b'kohen. Kohen is the makshir of this thing. If a zar does it, it's possible because it's lacking its hechsher. So it doesn't matter if you take it outside, it's still going to be lacking the positive hechsher of the coin that it would need.
But there's nothing that lacks the hechsher. There's no avoda. If you bring it outside, it loses shem avoda. And you bring it inside, there's no avoda that lacked anything. There's no avoda that took place at all.
So then there's no avoda at all, but it needs. So then how would it be kasher? So how would it be a kasher lit menorah in the heichal? What lit it?
What lit it? There was no lighting process.
So then it's lacking its hechsher. Notice he's not learning that the czar is a positive psul. He's saying it's psul bazar because it needs a coin. If it's an avoda, it means it needs the coin. If the coin didn't do it, it's not done. So it's not going to help you that the guy that the czar will do it in a way that he's not chayav miso. Let's say that's not going to make it a kosher avoda. The menorah only is only complete through the avodas kohen. So therefore, if the din was that there was a psul bifnim of the zar, then it would be choser behechshera din maisa kahuna, and it wouldn't help you to take it outside. Oval mikaven to call din kahuna sheba ena ma'akeves ena rak lemitzvah, but lemaisa we know that even bifnim the kohen is not necessary. So that shows you that the kiyum of the menorah doesn't require a maisa avoda. Right? Doesn't require a maisa avoda. Because even bifnim it would be kosher bazar. So you can't say that the definition of the ner dolok is that which is resulting from the maisa of avoda sekoin. That's not possible. Therefore, it's possible to say the kol zehu rak b'shaita be'es kiyum mitzvasa velo b'hidlika b'chutz. Now, what does that mean? What is the shaita be'es kiyum mitzvasa? So So let's just run it backwards now. So what would be the case of Shaita Eis Kiya Mitzvasa? Is what? What's that reference to? No. Inside. When the menorah is inside and it's being lit, that is Shaita. It's always Shaita. And but Shaita is going to coincide with the time of the Kiya Mitzvasa. How? Because what is Kiya Mitzvasa? He mentions it before. What's Kiya Mitzvasa?
By the inside.
Correct. Well, let's not say any action. Let's just say, what is Kiya Mitzvasa?
To be lit inside.
To be lit inside. Like he says, Kevan dirak achakach kishehi omedes deluka behechel b'mekoma azhu dehavi kiyom mitzvasa v'dine. So what is the kiyom mitzvah? What is, when we say the word kiyom, what do we mean? We mean to say, when is it existing in its proper state? That all of the maisei mitzvahs are trying to produce. That's, we say, the kiyom in other words. A maisa is an action that has a product. And the kiyom is the establishment or the creation of that entity that you're trying to produce. So what is the kiyom of the mitzvah? In other words, when has my mitzvah been come to fruition? And when has it produced the state that all of the actions are trying to bring about? That's the kiyom of the menorah. The kiyom of the mitzvah menorah is to be dolok b'makoma. Okay? But now he's saying like this. Just basically saying like this. That what? See, he's saying the maisa hadlaka is not an avoda. Correct? So therefore, the maisa of hadlaka, he's saying, doesn't have a specific definition. It's all you can say is hadlaka b'shaita. All we can do is we can say, when you're doing the hadlaka, what is being accomplished with that hadlaka? Okay. So there's two possibilities. If the menorah is in its place already, then with the maisa hadlaka, I am also bringing about its kiya mitzvasa simultaneously. Because since it is only b'makoma, and its kiya mitzvasa is to be dolok b'makoma, then all that's lacking is being dolok. So the maisa of the hadlaka b'shaita, what qualities does that hadlaka have at the time that it's being done? That's why he calls it b'shaita. It's not intrinsically a definition of the hadlaka. There's no intrinsic definition of the hadlaka. We're going to qualify the hadlaka by what effects it has at the time it's being done. So b'shaita is a very important term in this idea. It's not, there's no objective definition to the hadlaka. There's what does the hadlaka produce when it's done. That's the hadlaka b'shaita. That's all we can talk about. Okay? If it was objective, it would be like a Maisa Kohen that's required, not an objective avoda. It's not. So all we can discuss is what is the reality of the Sha'as Hadlaka. So he says, when it's been Makoma, then the Maisa Hadlaka B'Shaita is the effective act that brings Kiyum Mitzvasa. But if it's outside, it's not. And when is Kiyum Mitzvasa realized? When it's brought back in. So the only time that there's the only Isser L'chatchila of a Zohar is to do the Maisa of Kiyom Mitzvasa. That's an Isser L'chatchila. L'chatchila, the Maisa that is synonymous with bringing the Kiyom of the menorah into existence should not be perfected by a czar. So that's only going to happen when it's already been makoma. But if it's not been makoma, the hadlaka doesn't have a shem avoda. It's not completing the kiyum of the menorah, because that won't be done until it's put down. So there's no reason why the Zohar should be not allowed to do it. There's only a psul that an outsider shouldn't be the one who is bringing about the completion of the kiyum of this clay kli mikdash. So, I mean, you could think about it and say, well, what about... You could say, well, it turns out that the guy who puts it in its place is the one who brings about the kiyum of the mitzvah. But in terms of the Maisa Hadlaka, there's no psul. And there really is no... It would seem that you could say lahalos esaneros means to have it in its mokom with the neros dolok. It's not a chi of maisa. So yeah, in a chanami, when the Kohen brings it in and sets it in its place, he is being mekayim that. Right. No, at this point, the Reb Chaim is just answering the problem in a purely technical fashion. Right? And he's saying, I can create these categories and limit the psul and limit the and define the hadlaka in a certain way, and that will remove the problem from the Rambam. But in the rest of the piece, he takes on the underlying idea of hatava and hadlaka. Now he's just saying, if you work with these premises and these categories and these chilukim, this is how you would avoid the problem. Of course, there's a key in mitzvah of a kohen, but that's only the makoma when the maisa is synonymous with the key in mitzvah. And there's no chiyuv apparently for the kohen to be the one to do that maisa per se. It's just it would just be lechatchila that you shouldn't have an outsider being the one who is credited, so to speak, with the ultimate completion of the chefs of the menorah. That would be wrong. That would be wrong lechatchila. And that would only occur when it's bifnim. But if it's outside, there's no chiyav per se for the kohen to do it inside. It is just lechatchila. It shouldn't be a zar who is like the ultimate custodian of this task. So as long as his action doesn't have b'shaita, the kiyam mitzvahs menorah, is not a problem. Okay, but in terms of what does it mean, hatava and hadlaka and all those Rambams that seem to say they're the same and they're different, how does all that work out? That's the next part. So it would be lacking in the gavra of the Kohen as being the Baal of Avoda, of being the Baal of Mikdash, for someone else to do it. It would be a lack in the gavra of the Kohen, in his shame misharis. If he's not the completion of the Kohen. It's like the Ravid is learning that lechatchila, the Kohen has to do the Maisa Hadlaka B'Shaita that is the Kiyam Mitzvah.
That's almost like separate to this whole thing. Mm-hmm.
As the Ravid is saying,
Maisa Hadlaka itself is a Kiyam on the Kohen?
He's saying that there's a Kiyam for the Hadlaka Kohen to be the Maisa that is Mekayim, that gives the menorah its Kiyam. So it won't help to if it's a positive thing that the Kohen should be the Maisa of the Hashlama, the Hadlakas on there should be the Kiyam of the Mitzvah.
So you're saying from the right of the other, the Kohen brings outside, lights outside, then brings it back in?
It would still be B'dieved. According to the Ravid.
Right.
Mustafa, you're right. I mean, he doesn't differentiate.
Right, saying he's giving it outside no matter what. Or you could say
He's saying the other way. He's saying he's not differentiating between where the Tzar does that. It's a good question.
So he's saying, is it the Kohen's Maisa Lacha, or the Kohen's Maisa Lacha is the thing that brings about the Kiyam Mitzvah?
Or do you always reflect back whenever you put it down? You always reflect back onto the Maisa as the action of the menorah, the last Maisa menorah that brings about its kiyam. It's true putting it down, but that's not a Maisa menorah. That's not a Maisa of of Atovas and Eros.